China has advanced really significantly in terms of economic development. They were clicking off at 10% GDP growth a year. They slowed down to 7% here the last couple of years. But it is probably, and this is open to argument, I suppose, but probably one of the most significant, if not the most significant, economic shift in global economic power in the last five centuries, really since the rise of the West and the Industrial Revolution. The Chinese economic growth over the last 40 years is really, really, really significant. But what does that mean? Historically, when economic power shifts so significantly, military power typically follows, and I believe that we're seeing that today, and we're seeing a significant increase in the capabilities and capacity, the size and strength of Chinese military capabilities. And then you get back to will and intent. What's their intent? What's their purpose? What are they trying to do? The Chinese have been actually fairly transparent about that. They have a thing that they call the China Dream, and their intent is to restore their historical 5,000-year role, to essentially be the most significant power in Asia, and they want to be at least a global co-equal with the United States, and they want to achieve that by mid-century. And they're very transparent. They write books about it. They put articles out there about it. They would like to do that peacefully if they can, and what they call a win-win strategy. And if they can't do it peacefully, that's why they're building that military.